thank you for dragging me out to grab some dinner. Aria's down for at least part of the night, and the babysitter has got me on speed dial. Nice. But I was kind of driving myself crazy after Tessa left earlier, so.
Well, I'm glad you didn't put up much of a fight.
So thank you, because you needed a break.
Are you sure that you shouldn't be with Abby or Dominic?
No. Abby's at society, and the nanny is giving Dominic a bath right now. So this is exactly where I need to be. As with everything you're dealing with, and with Tessa leaving today, I thought that you could use some company.
Had to practically push Tessa out of the door.
I bet you did. She's doing a Marchetti photo shoot?
Yeah, in New York. She's also doing a couple other appearances. She wanted to cancel, but I told her that she had to go. You know, people are counting on her. And work can be a sanctuary. Sometimes, you know, when you're feeling anxious or you're grieving or you feel like your heart is gonna break into a million tiny little pieces, so.
I know exactly what you mean. I've had work save me many, many times. But since you're starting this new job with your mom, you're gonna take your own advice sooner than later, right?
Yes, work is what I have right now.
That's good. I do know it's gonna be tough with Tessa being gone, though. I do.
Having somebody to lean on is nice.
I'm sure. Know that you can always lean on me and Abby and your mom.
I know. And it's not like we can't call Tessa or, you know, video chat with her.
And hey, I'm positive that just seeing Tessa's face will be more than enough for Aria, even if she can't hear her voice.
Yeah, I know.
It's true.
I don't know. Every time I look at Aria right now, I just want to burst into tears. Just thinking about all the things in this world that she's missing out on. You know, like hearing the horses neigh when we go on our morning walks, or the crickets at night, or Tessa's music, or me just talking absolute nonsense.
Come on. It's okay.
Are you?
Hi. Never better.
Uh-oh. What's going on? Come on. I know that look. I know that tone.
Tone?
Yes.
I don't have a tone.
Yes, you do. You have a tone. I know it very well. Clearly something is getting harder for you to keep inside.
Yeah, maybe. I think I could say the same about you.
Thank you for agreeing to meet with me. I didn't know what to expect after you and your sister claimed to want nothing to do with me. I didn't know what it would be like, so.
You just want what's best for you. You can't claim to be a changed woman and expect us to forget about everything that happened.
Okay. I know. I'm trying.
I know you are. What's going on with you? You started that new job yet?
Oh, no. I don't know what's going on with that. I hear it's collapsing.
I'd say I'm sorry, but I'm not actually sorry. The thought of you working with Nick and Sharon and Adam, it just never sat well with me.
Okay, well, I know you don't like Adam. What's your problem with Nick and Sharon?
Nick is your ex. Several times over. Sharon has been your rival several times over, and Adam, well, I don't really need to say anything about that guy because I'm pretty sure he's the devil. So, yeah, what could possibly be bad about you working with the three of them?
About this.
You brought it up.
No, you brought it up. You're the one who asked me about my job, and I just answered. So let's not talk about, hey, how's Lily?
She's great.
Are you great?
You know, I'm not sure.
You're not sure how you're doing. Well, that's a bad sign.
You know, forget about it. Everything's fine.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
All right. It's probably just my imagination, but Lily, she seemed a little off after a conversation with Heather.
Off how?
I don't really know how to explain it. Probably just me being oversensitive, but after everything that happened with Heather, I just don't want to make the same mistakes with Lily.
Oh, you're not gonna do that.
I don't know. I guess having Heather in town has thrown me for a loop. Made me think about everything that went wrong with our relationship and all the things that I would have and could have done differently. I guess it's thrown Lily too.
Okay, well, don't go there.
I'm really trying not to.
Unless
what?
Well, unless seeing Heather again sort of stirred up some old feelings.
It's stupid. It's really stupid. I feel very stupid even saying it out loud.
Did you forget who you're talking to here? I mean, you could do 1,000 stupid things, say a million stupid things, or you'd never catch up to me.
Yeah, that's true. Heather is in town for a few weeks.
Huh, yeah.
Why are you saying, huh?
I know that she was working with Phyllis, right? So representing her in court, but that was over a while ago.
Yeah, well, her firm is on break, the one in Portugal. It's on break for the summer, and so she's staying here and doing some pro bono work.
Pro bono? I don't remember her ever doing pro bono work before.
Yeah, well, she claims it's so that Lucy can spend time with Daniel before she starts school.
Do you think there's more to that?
I don't know. I got this feeling when I was chatting with Heather the other day that maybe she regrets what went wrong with Daniel.
Yeah, I mean, look, they had a very long relationship. They're raising a kid together. I think those are natural feelings.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Plus, you know, when you love someone and that relationship ends, those feelings don't just vanish.
You're right.
But you and Daniel are good, right? You're in a good place.
Yeah, we're good, you know? But, I mean, our relationship, like our rekindled relationship, is new. So I don't really know where it's heading.
And do you believe Daniel could be pulled back to Heather?
I think it's possible.
Mariah, listen, you have every reason to believe that hearing aids will be the answer, okay?
I guess.
No, you don't guess. You gotta know it. You have to be positive.
Look, I might be weepy on the outside, but on the inside, I'm still my same cynical self, okay? Not that much has changed.
Well, I'll tell you what has changed, and that's technology. Because there are so many more options today than when I lost my hearing when I was a teenager.
I know. I keep telling myself that. I just can't get it to sink in.
Yes, you can.
Do you know that I fell asleep earlier while Aria was taking a nap? And I had a nightmare about all of this.
What happened in it?
Aria was a teenager. She was around 15 or something. And for whatever reason, I just could not get through to her. And she shut down. I mean, she literally shut down. She turned her back on me and Tessa and refused to look at us.
Well, that sounds like every teenager ever.
No, it was different. This was different. I don't know how to explain it.
You don't have to explain it. It doesn't mean anything. It's just a dream.
What are you talking about? It means everything. It's my subconscious literally going to the worst possible place.
I understand, and it's doing that because you don't know yet what's really going on with Arya.
Yeah. Like, what is wrong with my child, and how do I fix it?
Mariah. Look, I do get it, okay? I understand, because I'm a parent, and I understand that as one, you can't help but let your mind go to extreme places. But if you keep just spending all your time speculating, you're gonna drive yourself insane.
What, just cut it out?
Yeah. You have to.
Oh, lovely. That it were so easy. Okay. Give me the worst case scenario.
What are you talking about?
If I hear that, then my mind will have nowhere else to go, you know, awake or asleep.
Mariah, come on.
That's... Please. Earlier, Mr. Positivity, you were telling us about all the good things that can happen.
Right.
Okay, how the miracles of modern medicine, how my daughter's a fighter.
Yes, because I believe those things.
That's great, that's wonderful. Now I want you to give me the worst things. Tell me the things that I should be worrying about that I don't even know I should be worrying about.
What do you mean you don't? How is that going to help you? Tell me that.
I don't know. They say expect the worst, so...
Well, no, you can prepare for the worst, sure, but you have to always hope for the best.
Devon, please, please give me the worst case scenario. If I can't take it from you, who then? You're one of my best friends. I gave birth to your child. You have lived through losing your hearing.
Okay, all right. You know what? I'll do it, but it's against my better judgment.
Noted.
Look, Daniel and I, we have a past, right?
Think? You were married.
I know, but we were teenagers, okay? A lot has changed since then. We're different people now. So, you know, like I said, I don't really know where we're headed.
Where do you want it to go?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not thinking about that. I have hit a lot of speed bumps in my love life the past few years.
I'm sorry. I really do hate that I hurt you.
No, sorry, I'm not trying to blame you. Mm. I'm not. I'm just trying to explain where I am in my life right now. You know what? Forget it. Everything is good. Everything's fine. I'm overreacting about Heather. I'm not threatened by her. You know, I want Daniel to have a good relationship with Lucy's mom.
Of course you do. You're a good person. You know, and I think it's natural for that radar to go up. Your partner's ex is back in town and all of a sudden wants to share the same zip code.
Yeah, I know Daniel and I are good.
Well, then that's everything. Because you're an amazing person and Daniel would be an idiot to mess that up.
I couldn't agree more.
You know, the only thing stirred by Heather's return has been my guilt for how I treated her and Lucy.
Well, take this opportunity to make amends. You know, like, I'm making amends with you and your sister.
Are you now?
I don't think that Lily will have a problem with that.
I'm not really sure how you feel about Lily. You were never her biggest fan back in the day, and, you know, everyone knows that she didn't get along with her mom.
Listen, I don't have an issue with Lily at all. I just want closure for you and Heather, okay? And you know what? I like Heather now. I really do. I like her. I have a special affection for her. The way that she just came in, she handled my case when Michael was out of town.
Oh, special affection. I don't think I like the sound of that. I gotta tell you.
Why?
Really? You're not thinking that Heather and I are ever going to get back together, are you?
Daniel, why would you say that?
Mom.
Oh. Look who's here.
Phyllis. Daniel?
Heather? What are you up to?
I am just grabbing an end-of-the-day cocktail.
Mm.
Yeah. And Lucy is having a pizza with some friends she's made here.
Ah.
Yeah. You know, I heard about the new lounge, but I hadn't had a chance to check it out. It is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Neil Winters is still very missed in this town, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Lily and Devon must love having this place named in his honor. His jazz club, Indigo, was quite the hotspot at one time. This is where it happened, isn't it? During the bicentennial celebration.
Oh, yeah. Right there. There. This is where it happened. Where I collapsed. There. Ambulance, everything. Oh. Seems like forever ago.
Well, you got your second chance and you're moving forward, and that is what counts.
That is what counts. Thank you. Yes. Would you like to join us?
Oh, I don't want to intrude.
What are you talking about? Your family. Sit down. Sit down. Please.
Okay, you know what? Enough about me.
Really? Are you sick of me throwing compliments your way?
No, I'm sick of you keeping the conversation on me so that we don't talk about what's bothering you.
What are you talking about? You don't buy that I'm totally fine?
No, I don't. I heard Chelsea left town.
She did, yeah. When Connor's staying with her mom for a little while.
So is that what's bothering you? You miss Chelsea?
I mean, yeah. No, I do. Yeah. And I miss Connor, too, but, you know, he was having a rough go at it. Some school problems, things like that. So I think it's the right thing to do. I think she's being a good mom.
Okay, so if it's not Chelsea that's bothering you, is it work? How are things going at Jabot?
Jabot is in flux.
What does that mean?
It means that I could probably stand to talk to someone about it. Someone that I can trust.
Okay, well. I am all ears. No judgment, I promise.
So, the worst case scenario would be that nothing works. You know, I mean, cochlear implants, hearing aids aren't options, and Aria grows up unable to hear.
And then?
And then we would all rally together to support her. And you and Tessa would continue loving her, and you would figure out new ways to communicate that don't have to do with hearing.
Like?
There's a few things. I had this TTY device that allowed me to use my phone, and we had this system that would start flashing when a doorbell would ring, and if people wanted to talk to me, they could just text. And then there's sign language, you know that. Drew, Neil, and Lily, they all learned it for me.
Is it hard?
No, I don't. I mean, to me, it wasn't that bad. Some people, it might be tough, but no.
Okay, well, show me.
Aria's name is easy. It's only four letters.
Okay.
A.
A.
R.
R.
I.
I.
A.
A.
That's it.
A.
A. R.
R.
I.
I.
A.
A.
You did it.
A.
That's it.
All right. I'm gonna show Tessa that when she gets home.
That'll be great. Another good one for you to know is mother.
Mother.
That's it. You just learned two right there.
Wow. do you got anything else?
Yeah, I got all of them. I know the easy ones. This is guitar.
Guitar.
Yeah.
I could have guessed that.
Right? Just simple. Swimming, you know.
Do you have anything that could be related to me?
I don't know how to sign bad attitude, so it's gonna be tough.
That's so disappointing. Could you learn that?
I'll look at
it. Please, that would be really useful.
Sure. No, how about for you, how about brave?
Brave.
Yeah.
I like that one. Look, I know that I'm going to continue to have nightmares, probably a lot of them, but I just wanted to thank you for talking me down a little bit. And thank you for caring about me and Tessa and Arya.
Come on.
Us.
Of course, we've been through a whole lot together.
No kidding.
And you're a huge reason why Abby and I get to be parents at all. So we will always have you back. Actually, I have an idea.
What?
Why don't you come and stay with us while Tessa's out of town so you and Arya aren't home alone worrying?
Oh, are we home alone worrying now?
She is your daughter.
Very funny. No, that's ridiculous. I don't want to intrude.
You're not intruding. The place is gigantic, for one, so we wouldn't even know you're there. Dominic would love it. He'd love to show you all of his toys.
Well, that does sound very fun.
Will be.
No, I can't. And Abby...
Abby would be thrilled. You know that. They have a little girl in the house. She'd be in heaven.
Oh, God, Arya would come home with new headpieces and tiaras and hair clips and
all
thingies,
of
designer dresses.
All of it, yes. Absolutely true.
Okay. What? When?
Come tonight if you want.
Fine.
Yeah?
Yes,
good.
Okay. Let me go home.
Okay.
I'll grab Arya and I'll pack up a few things.
Sure. I'll call Abby and tell her to get all her hair things ready.
Great.
Ashley left Chabot.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you guys were one big happy family company. I mean, not that I don't understand the dynamics of working with family.
Yeah, well, Ashley's got a new husband, too.
So was it Tucker's idea that she leave?
I don't know. Maybe it was. Either way, she got a nice wedding gift from Jack, a portion of the company, and now the McCalls are off, starting their own cosmetic venture.
To compete with Jabot?
Yeah.
Wait, so Jack gave Ashley a piece of the company, and she's building a competitive company?
Yeah. And there was a long feud that got us to that point with me stuck right smack dab in the middle.
How?
Well, it started with Jack and Diane enlisting me to pretend to be on Ashley's team so I could gather intel. And I did that, and Ashley trusted me, and then she asked me to go back to Jabot and try and sabotage it from the inside.
Weaken it so that she and Tucker could take control.
Precisely.
Wow. I'm surprised you put yourself in the middle of that. You weren't actually being a double agent, were you?
No. I was loyal to Jack. More importantly, to the company. My father's legacy is the most important thing, and it still is.
I completely get that.
Look, I think that Ashley had, you know, potentially the right instincts, the right thought process. I don't exactly trust Diane, not in business. I mean, she doesn't have the resume for it, and she's got a lot of influence over my brother.
Well, I mean, what harm could she really do?
Depends how far she wants to take it. I mean, she could want more power, more input, do what's right for her, but not what's right for the family. My brother's not going to see that, you know, not until it's too late, because he's blinded by love.
I mean, she is his wife.
To the point of losing perspective.
So then would it be better if Tucker and Ashley take control of the company?
I love my sister. I don't trust Tucker. To be honest, I'm not even sure that I trust Ashley's intentions right now more than Diane's, but I don't know. She's got Tucker on her side and she's blinded by the hatred for Diane. Sometimes I feel like I'm the only Abbott with legitimate intentions to protect the family company, no matter what.
So the guest room is full of sea glass and driftwood and seashells. So all I'm saying is if you guys or anyone comes to visit us in Portugal anytime soon, you may not have anywhere to sleep. But Lucy says she's going to make some jewelry out of what she's collected.
Oh, great. Well, I definitely want a Lucy Romolotti original necklace. Definitely.
Well, let's see if she follows through.
She always was our little beachcomber, wasn't she? Do you remember there was that one summer that she bugged us every single day to take her out to Tybee Island so she could collect more shells?
What about that time she brought home that huge bucket of special treasures?
Special treasures, yes, and it weighed a ton. You couldn't even lift it.
Yeah, and then she rinsed all of them off and laid them on the deck to dry.
And in the morning, they had all moved.
Hermit crabs.
Who knew?
I guess it's not the worst thing in the world that we have a daughter who likes nature.
No, there's plenty of other ways she can drive us crazy.
No. Not my sweet little Lucy.
She is always on best behavior with you. Trust me, she has had us tearing our hair out plenty of times.
Hair. There's an example. Do you remember the time that she came home with pink hair?
Well, I didn't hate it.
Well, of course, you didn't, because you didn't have to drop her off to the school with a very strict dress code and explain to the administration why your daughter showed up with pink hair.
Wow.
How's the pro bono work going?
I'm enjoying it.
How long do you think the cases will go for?
Hard to say. I've got to wrap them up in the next few weeks or hand them off to someone else because Lucy is gonna have to get back for school and, you know, my firm will reopen.
Do you like living in Lisbon?
It's a beautiful city.
Yeah. I mean, don't you sort of, you know, miss living in the States at all? I'm sure it wasn't an easy transition for you to sort of live a life in Europe and...
No, we've lived in Europe before. You learn a new city, you make adjustments. I get homesick occasionally.
Homesick for Savannah, right? I mean, you're not talking about Genoa City.
Both, I guess.
So, you consider Genoa City and Savannah both home? That's lovely.
I guess I still consider the States home because Lucy does. You know, when we talk about coming over for a visit, she says, I'm excited to go home.
Oh, really? Clearly she thinks of Genoa City as home because I'm here because she misses me.
But you know, it does worry me a little bit when she talks like that.
Why?
Because I don't know. I wonder if she hasn't really been upfront with me and if she's not actually all that happy living abroad, and if privately she really still wishes she were in Savannah. Has she said anything to you?
No, we haven't talked about her living in Lisbon at all. It's, you know, just been the two of us focusing on reconnecting.
And you are, and that's what matters.
Well, it's too bad then. It's too bad she has to leave, especially since you're reconnecting. And also because she's not very happy in Portugal.
No. Nobody said that. She didn't say that.
I have to get going, guys. I'm going to head up because I have a really early morning. But thank you for the drink.
Sure. Well, it was lovely to see you. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, it really
We'll talk does. Later.
Okay. Good night.
Good night. What was that all about?
Look, Jack cherishes your father's legacy. I'm sure he wants to protect it as much as you do.
Not as much as he cherishes Diane. Not right now. I mean, he gave her an executive level position without even consulting his co-CEO. And I wouldn't put it past Diane that she's not coming for my job.
Oh, come on. Jack would not go for that.
If Diane wanted it, she could manipulate him. Make him think that it's the right thing to do. He's not seeing straight when it comes to that woman.
She's your sister-in-law now.
Yeah, she is. And if she does take my position, I think mayhem's gonna break out. And I think maybe that's exactly what Ashley is waiting for. See? Am I the only sane one here? Go figure, huh?
Okay, so what are your options?
Jabot needs to be run by someone that can put personal feelings aside, someone that thinks about the company and its future. Surprise, surprise, I think that's me.
Sorry, are you willing to take control of the company away from Jack?
Look, I'm not planning a coup or anything like that. That's exactly what Ashley wanted to do in the first place. But I do believe that I'm the right person for the job to run Jabot.
Billy, are you sure? Because you've led Jabot in the past and you've never lasted that long.
Ouch, okay.
No, well, look, that was... I'm not trying to be critical. I'm not, but you've never had the same passion for Jabot like Jack has. You've never seen yourself finishing your career there. So, I mean, are you sure this is about, you know, wanting to protect the company, or is it more your desire for power?
I think you know me better than that.
I do know you. And I think that it wouldn't bother you so much if it wasn't partly true.
I want to do what's right for my family's legacy. I don't know what that is yet. But I'm not planning a power grab.
Good. I'm telling you, Billy, you do not want to try to wrestle Jabot away from your brother. I have been there, and it is horrible.
I'm not going to go to war with Jack.
Good. I'm very glad to hear it, because I do not think it's a war you could win. Billy, come on. You know I'm right, okay? For a lot of reasons, and the casualties would be significant.
And if I do nothing, the damage to Jabot could be significant. I don't know what the right thing to do is. I really don't.
Do you want to know what I do when I have a big decision like this?
What's that?
WWDD. What would Dad do? Because my dad, he was very, very wise. But especially with family business. And so was John Abbott.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have to go. Are you good?
I'm better now.
You sure?
I am. Thank you. I know what I need to do.
All right. Abby, you should be home soon. And I figure when she gets here, we can put the kids to sleep and have a nightcap if you'd like.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah? And I got your room all set up for you. It's the same guest room that you stayed in before.
Oh, yeah, after Dominic was born.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a crib in there and everything for you. So please make yourself at home, because this is your home now. And I'm going to go make some work calls. I'll be back.
Devon.
Yes.
Thank you.
Always.
I mean, Daniel, I'm just trying to figure out where Heather's head is at, that's all. Listen, I'm never gonna stop protecting my children, ever, ever. I don't want to see you hurt.
I can protect myself just fine. I do not need my mother's help. Besides, isn't the new Phyllis supposed to be all about boundaries and not crossing lines?
I don't...
Okay, you know what? If you're thinking about playing matchmaker, don't do it. That's it. I'm with Lily now, and I'm happy. I don't know where things are going for the two of us, and I'm all right with that. So is Lily. You understand?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, you tried to meddle in my relationship with Heather before, and that didn't work out, did it? Heather's the past. Yes, we share a daughter. But our relationship as anything more than parents, it's over. So do not try and make anything happen between us. That would just be a huge mistake. Really big, you know? So this is your chance. This is your chance to prove that you changed.
Heather? Hey, you okay?
Yeah. Yes, of course, of course. How are you?
Good. No, you just seemed a little out of it.
Long day. Really long day.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
Good night.
Night.
Join us again for The Young and the Restless.